I think you're in charge of this one.
Of what?
This podcast.
Oh.
That's happening right now.
Okay.
You're not doing a very good job. Normally I start by saying hi, Bri.
Oh, okay. Let's see if I can come up with something similar. Hey, Yurtha.
Hello.
How's it going?
Mixed. We did not as you may tell from the end of our previous episode, through which we talked entirely about how we were going to record two episodes together, we very quickly realised we were too tired.
Yeah.
We'll do it tomorrow when we're fresh, bright eyes, like the disgraced singer.
Yep.
And it is 9:35.
These things happen.
Your hair is a towel.
Yes.
My eyes are droopy.
Yeah.
So, Daz, how I am?
Sure.
Ironic, I guess, don't you think?
Maybe. In the Alanis Morissette way, or the real way.
You've fallen into my trap.
Oh.
Because obviously one of the most mundane pop cultural observations of the previous few decades is about how the song Ironic is not in fact ironic, and that in and of itself is ironic, right?
Yes.
However, she doesn't say, that's ironic. She asks, isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Mm.
She's asking the audience. So the fact that they are not, it's a test for us, not for her, and it's one that over two decades we have failed.
I see.
What do you think being in charge of the podcast means?
Oh, I thought that you might throw it back to me how I'm going. How am I going? Thanks for asking.
Yeah, there you go. So remember.
I have just been extremely tired all this weekend.
Look, both days you had midday naps. Very sweet. Once I'd wrestled your phone from you.
Yep, on both occasions.
Yep.
And the weekends just kind of slipped away.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I wanted to do nothing this weekend, but like, I feel like by doing nothing, it should have gone more slowly than it did, you know?
But by doing nothing, no new experiences, your mind doesn't grip on any individual moment. And so it just floats away.
I suppose.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, yeah, I'm sort of similarly, but moreover, the reason why we are having this just titillating conversation right now. Yeah.
What is titillating about it?
It was ironic, isn't it?
No, you no.
Oh.
You made a definite statement and then intended to question, like poor improvisers in the game Questions Only.
Oh, well, fine. Anyway, this is a podcast. This is an audio series. What is it? Tell the people.
Hello. This is The Slow Path. I am Yurtha Dean, and the other voice you're hearing is my current partner, Bri Alori.
So rude.
And to mark time and ourselves, and most importantly, Doctor Who, we are weekly watching Doctor Who in broadcast order, an episode a week. So it will take us, you know, until we die. We will never finish unless RTD really fucks up the comeback. Or, you know, Chibnall just really, like, the end of, oh, is it The Well-Mannered War? No. The last Virgin Missing Adventure ends in such a way that implies, like, basically everything after the Fourth Doctor's second-to-last season is not canon. Which I like. Maybe Chibnall does that. Just ends with Jodie blowing up to the BBC in 1962. That would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Imagine if that's what, because it is the 60th centenary of the BBC or whatever it is.
Mm.
60th anniversary of BBC. Yeah? That seems crazy.
I don't know.
Of whatever it is, 70th. So they could do a plot about, you know, maybe the Master is trying to blow up the Crystal Palace transmitter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty cool.
Sure.
Do you want to know what episode we watched this week?
Yeah, go on.
We watched The Center.
Yes.
Which is the sixth and final part of The Web Planet, which is either the second, third, fourth, or fifth story in the second season in the first series of Doctor Who on television.
Yes, sir.
It was written by Bill Stratton. Joke is here, Bill Stratton. No, you can do these jokes. Okay, no. So Bill Stratton. Go. Bill Stratton. Okay, then. Sweet as done.
Like what you get if you take a... Oh, no, that doesn't work.
Okay, we'll just skip.
Skip.
Okay. Directed by Richard Martin.
All of my prior Ricky Martin jokes go here.
Script edited by Dennis Spooner.
Referred to youth as previous cutlery-related humour.
Yeah, Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, that's
to
true.
Desserts, Dennis Spooner.
Mm-hmm.
And produced by Verity Lambert.
Queen.
Well, no, the Queen's alive. Finally, the web leaves the planet. The Animus is repelled. How so?
Well, with the convenient power of the isotope in the hands of Barabara, even though she doesn't think it's working properly, and everyone just happens
well,
to rock up at the same time.
Well, it doesn't until she gets... Yeah, that is insane.
Yeah.
Right?
It's great. You know, like, this is... I mean, we haven't really got a sense of the size of this planet, but it's, you know, obviously it seems like a pretty small planet is the vibe I'm getting, because it feels as though everything that is happening in this is taking place in, like, the footprint of a city at most. And, yeah, when Ian just happens to, like, mole tunnel up into the room, it's pretty great.
Yeah, so with... let's deal with Ian first, then.
Okay.
So with him and his Monoptera friend and a single Optera...
Yes.
...decide to climb up out of where they've fallen under.
Yep, makes sense.
Even though, of course, they don't really seem to have moved that much from where they first fell down.
Mm-hmm,
which
true.
Was quite a way away from the Crater of Needles.
Yes.
Which, so not great. And, of course, the Monoptera, as you pointed out, at one point starts falling.
Yep.
Even though, as you observed...
She can fly.
It is a he, I believe.
Oh, he can fly.
He has wings, yeah.
Yes.
And they are working really hard to hide the fact that there is absolutely no way in that costume an Optera. These kind of dread-headed shufflers whose bodies are just slightly unzipped sleeping bags.
Yeah.
When they climb up, they come out right at the... We finally see the heart of the Animus.
We do.
What does it look like?
A noodle brain.
Yeah, there's a bright light, but it's a big noodle brain.
Yes.
It's like, I don't know, a car?
Yeah.
We get the nice thing that I like as we go back to what Doctor Who is, which is, of course, stories, which is, of course, light, right? At the centre of the Animus, the web controlling the story of this planet, is this big white light, so light, so bright, it flares into the camera and turns negative, right?
Like yeah.
The Animus. Because there's all this, we're approaching it, it's so painful, which
I want to touch it, because the moths must touch the lamp.
I really like that. I want to touch it. No!
Lamp. I can't believe that, like, when there was the whole moth lamp with umlauts thing happening last year or the year before, whenever it was, that there wasn't a, you know, use of Monoptera imagery.
I guarantee you there was.
Oh, well.
Look, if there's one thing the Doctor Who community likes, it is memeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that and just yelling. No, it's just any fandom.
Yes, true.
No, it's not. That's my fandom of you. It's my one person fan. No, more people like you than just me. I can't think of them right now. And yeah, the Doctor is coming up alone because the Doctor's like, come on up, meet everyone, meet the family. Because you can, in a generation or two, you can, you can turn into us. And the Doctor is like, oh, come on, I'll come. I will sacrifice myself.
And then I have a good hopping time.
Well, no, he'd go on alone in case they all die. He does say that in their brilliant poetic way.
Yes.
And then, of course, yeah, they just happen to pop up there just so everyone's neatly together.
Yes.
Because of the many things in the Web Planet that feels like doing a season one story in a much weirder way is like, yeah, everyone just happening to be in the same place is like a Terry Nation script.
Yeah, well, it's like, convenient considering the slow pacing of much of this story.
Yeah.
If they didn't end up coming out in the same place, the story would be like two more episodes long.
Yeah, but it's as long, like, a, yeah. It is then, so it is also in like the immediate undoing of cliffhangers, where is like in season two, you can already, we can see that cliffhangers are more and more about changing the story. Do you know what I mean? Like, here is the new path where this is like, they're just interruptions. When Ian and the Monoptera fell down that thing, they were fine. Oh, when Ian was caught in that web, it was just suddenly gone.
Yeah.
And we ended last episode with Billy Hartnell and Mob covered in all that beautifully evocative web.
Yep.
And now it just goes away. Yep. And they're taken through to see the Animus, which is like, I'm so angry, and they're kind of caught at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Where most of the action is with Barbara and the Monoptera.
Yeah, because the Doctor basically immediately kind of goes to Animus sleep.
Yeah, yeah. It is, that is because they were caught, but as we remember, and now the isotope is in the computer TARDIS.
Astro thing, map or whatever.
The Astro map. Yeah. Which is more a phone call thing that's later used by the Monoptera to call another planet, which has Monoptera on it, which means that it feels like the story has changed, right? It felt like this was the center, but all the other Monoptera, like the war people, were elsewhere on Vortis, right?
Maybe? I don't know.
Anyway.
It was confusing and inconsistent in that way.
Well, it just, yeah, the space wasn't mapped out in a way that made sense. But it is, yeah, so Barabara and the Monoptera and Zombo the Zabi, with the harness on, make their assault.
Yes.
And how does that go?
Well,
does not go well.
No.
I mean, almost instantly, one is dead.
Yes. Taking out a larvae gun at the same time.
Well, no, but they're trying to capture the larvae gun.
Yes, but they did use it to sort of fire back at the other Zabi, didn't they?
No, the first one they got just killed the guy trying to get it, and then he fell on it, killing it.
Oh.
Then they got the second one.
Oh. Yeah. I thought that...
And we learned that the grubs are Zabi grubs, that, like, they turn into Zabi, which does reveal that, like, if I had a gun for a nose... And then evolved into a Zabi, who, yeah, from what we can see, are clumsy shufflers who cannot help but bump into the backdrop.
Yeah.
I would curse God. it would be a real time, I think, to take on the Almighty.
Yeah.
The God of Light, I'm sure, like the Being of Light, they'd call it.
Yes.
But they do, after some incredible moth fights, which involves, screaming their name, the Zabi's name, and flashing the Doctor's ring. Let's have another go at that.
I actually can't remember the
picture. Zabi?
That's where I'm like that. Zabi! Zabi!
Which was, like, great. But, yeah, you had no idea what was going on there, really, right? No. And I only know because I've kind of seen it before. But they do eventually get in, and they get the isotope, and they get in that room, and Barbara takes the Animus out, and then they leave.
And then Vicky's going, it's dead! It's dead! Which is just quite a bit haunting.
Yeah. And then we get like a minute or two with the Team TARDIS gone because the Animus set was so big they clearly didn't want to set up the console room.
Yeah. Like the Vortis version of Ewok celebration moment.
We'll know when they're like, we shall work together. And we get my favourite bit of this episode, which like brings it up like a point and a half. So, of course, once the Animus and the web is gone, you see the Grubs and the Zabi as they were as cattle, like just like little confused little sheep and dogs scurrying around.
Shuffling around, digging for water.
And all the acid is water now. And the Monoptera and Optera are back together.
And the Optera is having such a good time, like flea jumping around.
Yeah, look. And will we one day fly? No, but maybe your kids. Which is,
they still seem pretty stoked on that. So,
but they're just like, how do you live here? And it is at that point I was like, yeah, no, this does seem like for intelligent beings an unsustainable landscape. You know,
yes.
And they're like, oh no, everything will grow back, and it's like, oh, all right. But it is so interesting, especially because we came into this place that was so strange. Where are we, right? Was the cliffhanger, and then it goes the web planet. Whereas here we're so comfortable with these politics and these people that we follow them rather than Team TARDIS as they go.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it is like... These last three episodes could be this is four episodes stretched out to six pretty plainly, right? And it's an efficient ending, but it is like, yeah, it's like the last episode of the Daleks or the Keys of Marinus or Dalek Invasion of Earth. It's a pretty unfiltered, nation esque Dan Dare. Okay, everything's solved, bye.
Yeah.
Let's just get everyone to the right place.
We'll leave the rebuild to you guys. Bye.
But, like, that's the dot. Like,
yeah.
There are multiple stories where the pitch is like, what if the just stuck around, you know? Whether it be for 100 years on Earth or for however long Power of Three is.
Yeah.
Or, how long is he on Harlem and Seeing Eye? I think it's 2 hours. 2 years. Well, I mean, same length. I like their ending so much, and the Animus heart place. I really dig. So I'm going to give the 6.5.
Oh yeah.
Where do you stand on it?
Maybe like a solid 5.
Yeah. So next week,
the lion.
Yeah. What do you think the lion is about?
I have no idea.
Do you want to know the most important fact about the lion?
What?
Because it was, as most Doctor Who before about 1977, was at one point kind of lost. Well, like 74, 75. And it was one of the ones that was lost for quite a while. And then it was found in New Zealand.
Oh. Yeah.
That's right. You're welcome, the world. Retrospace. Paul Scoones was Neil Lambeth and someone else. As a film collector, they had it. And it's got someone who would go on to be a Bond villain.
Ooh.
It's got Jean Marsh in it.
I don't know who that is.
She will go on to be a Doctor Who companion and a Doctor Who villain.
Oh.
Also co-created Upstairs Downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
What?
Yay!
What?
Cole was nominated for Best Director for me and my sister in Glasgow.
Hey!
Okay, the noon.
Live on pod.
Yeah.
Yes. It's so cool.
At the Critics Award for Theatre Scotland. Yes. I'm just checking we didn't get anything else. No, but there's a good spread. Anyway, yes.
Yeah, a good smile.
Just like other people's success, if I'm honest.
Other people's success that is that hinges on yours.
Faintly collected to me, you're right.
Faintly, you wrote the play.
Yeah, but I was not there.
No, but you wrote the play.
But she directed it.
Yeah, no. But you wrote it.
I don't want to take this.
No, not taking it away from her, but you just say that you're faintly attached.
I am faintly. It is, okay, slightly. It is geographic, you know? Anyway.
Yay.
So do you think, okay, you know the pattern. Where will the lion be set?
The past.
Yeah. Another period of time with a good New Zealand, a bad New Zealand connection, though.
Oh.
Because who was the lion?
I don't know.
The lion, Richard the Lionheart.
Oh, I was thinking that.
Yeah. Who led the Crusades.
Bill.
Yeah, we have... people internationally will know of a vast city of Christchurch. And probably for a deeply upsetting, horrific, and tragic reason.
Reasons, plural. Earthquakes as well.
Oh, yeah. But not like the irony of the other horrific reason is that, and yet the rugby team, which is, of course, our national religion, after alcohol and farming, and dairy. We once went to water for dairy, like Iraq, for milk, for water. Anyway, is called the Crusaders.
Yep.
Which is not great. And now, you'll never guess who wrote it. David Whittaker.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it is definitely the most diverse one story we'll yet have.
Wow.
For both good and ill.
Oh, God, okay.
It's not as bad as it seems. It is also, I'm horrifically sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
Still partially lost.
Oh, dear. Unless can you hear ourselves?
We're not that far ahead of ourselves.
Well, I mean, that's talking about an episode in the future instead of...
Next week?
Yeah.
So I was just picking the appropriate GIF to reply.
Oh, sure.
With. Oh, I'm so happy. I need to send her an email about something. Just anything.
Sure.
Complete the Thor Youth of Deans. There's where lots to look forward to.
Yeah.
Because this, I have seen the lion, and at some point I have seen the third part. But this is the first story we're hitting that I've definitely not seen. Okay. Like, Reign of Terror was largely new to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I had it on before. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, like, I'm pretty sure I've never watched or listened to parts 2 and 4, which are the lost parts. Yeah. Yeah.
Exciting.
Well, and then we'll hit the Space Museum, which I've seen the first two parts of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And not the rest of.
Okay.
So we're approaching more and more uncharted territory for me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as we go into season 3. That's a while away.
Mm-hmm.
Not that far. It's nearly the end of the year, which is just horrific news.
It's not even September yet, so that means nearly
barely, the end of the year. Barely, though. Like, anyway, life is a pain. Okay, where do we go next? Yawny? Yawny Lorna.
Oh,
we should say we are in due to tiredness and laziness and just mixed feelings. We are in Studio B.
Yes, studio bedroom. And we are recording on my phone on my stomach and Yusuf's phone in front of him like a sensible person.
Yeah. I mean, we don't need to go into that much detail. So where do we go next, Bray?
Shall we... journey into the biblio realm.
What does that mean?
Into Briar's book nook.
Oh, okay. Briar's book.
Book nook.
Briar's book corner and which is in Briar's book nook or Briar's book.
Okay. Anyway, so in book world for me this week.
Oh yeah, you've been very excited to talk about this.
Huh?
Festival.
Not specific. Well, I mean, I'd noted it yesterday in that I knew that that was something to be talking about on this episode. Not like.
Oh my god. Anyway. Why are you playing this down, Boo?
Because that's overstating my enthusiasm. Anyway.
This doesn't have to be a pure documentary, though.
This past week, in fact, finishing today was the Auckland Writers Festival, but earlier in the week was the school's program, and which I went along to with our writing classes from school, and it was great. The first session was with Femi Fazogba, author of The Upper World. So he is born in Togo, I believe, but a black British physicist and writer, and The Upper World is, I haven't read it yet, but it sounds very cool and time travel-y and all sorts of good stuff, and has been adapted into a Netflix film produced by Daniel Kaluuya.
Not the Daniel Kaluuya part. Yeah, I mean, he's up to some pretty weird stuff these days.
Anyway.
Personally. But Netflix, okay. That's, like, Netflix film is a contradiction in terms at this point.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, but that was good. That was a, you know, beamed in from, I think it was in New York. Second one was Anne Kay's, and that was good. It was on her novel, which is harking back to the Springbok tour, which she was 15 when that was going on here, so drawing on her own experience, but, you know, it is still fiction. Then had lunch and went
to... What was the lunch?
We went to Remedy. It was a good time. And thankfully... Staunch.
If you want a good cafe in the centre of Buck Lane, Remedy, it's just opposite the Civic.
Yep.
It's next to Father Ted's.
Yes, they share the bathrooms.
For a while I was like, oh, it's terrible that they've just stolen the name Father Ted's. Man, I don't like to see one of my favourite comedy writers, Graham Linehan's work. And then some information about him came to light.
And you didn't feel so bad anymore.
I stopped kind of caring.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was lovely, and no students happened to come there, so that was nice. We teachers.
Or else you'd have to fight them.
No.
I remember once we went on a primary school trip somewhere, and there was a break to Picton. And there was a break, and we saw one of the teachers drinking a beer in a bar.
Whoa.
And it was like a whole new world. It is like the Stargate at the end of 2001.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well,
what? No, they don't do that.
Yeah.
It is like how, like, when you're like 5 and 6, you don't really think about it. But, like, teachers must live at the school, right?
Well, I mean, even like when I was in year 13, I remember being in classics one lesson and one of the Spanish teachers coming in and like talking briefly to our teacher at the front of the room in like a friendly way or whatever, and then the Spanish teacher left the room and our classics teacher just turned to us and said, "We're going to the pub after school," and we were just kind of like, "What?" But anyway, but yeah, so, and then the afternoon had a fun little poetry panel with Anna Jackson, Renee Liang, and Victor Roger.
Yeah.
And then the cherry on top, which I would say was probably the most popular session with my students, was Mohammed Hassan, which was just so good. It was very, very good. And especially great because we've studied a couple of his poems in some of my classes, so it was just excellent, and some of my students were very starstruck and excited to go get books signed by him. That was very cute. And yeah, didn't go to anything else festival related this year because just exhaustion and effort, but you know, packing all that stuff into one day is still good.
Also, it was National Poetry Day on Friday.
Yes, true.
Chris Teese was announced as the new poet laureate.
Yes.
Which, hooray, what a dude.
Fun thing regarding me telling people at school that is one colleague who teaches ESOL and therefore teaches a lot of Chinese students, she's Pākehā herself, when I had gone up to the library to grab a copy of one of his books to then show my class, and I was like, "Look, Chris Teese is the new poet laureate," and she looked at the cover and she was like,
say, surely. And I was like, no, he says Tess. And then when I went downstairs and I was saying it to colleagues in the English department, I said it to one of my colleagues who is, Chinese background. Apologies if you're listening, Audrey. and I was so curious. So she's like, wouldn't it be T? I was like, no, he says Tess.
for a long time, a tiny conflict in my mind is because Chris Tess is Wellington-based, yes. Poneke-based, and also based in Poneke is theatre writer, a playwright and director, Cassandra Z. What is it?
I don't know how she pronounces it.
It is the other. It is the alternative you just said, which has just slipped my mind. Tess and Z. I've never aligned them, and they're both of East Asian origin, of heritage, if you know what I mean, not origin. And it is just one of those things where I want to be like, it's just my brain being dumb. It cannot align your surnames. It has nothing to do. It is because you're both C-T-S-E, you know?
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's like rhymes with peace, right? Like, that's how he says it.
Yeah.
C,
I think, like, yeah.
Anyway, that was very exciting. And I think my classes were all a bit like, yeah, okay, chill out, when I was like, it's National Poetry Day today, yay, etc. And they were kind of like, uh-huh.
Also, Rebecca Hawkes on the shortlist for that international award.
Yes.
Tay Tibble getting her own Hufferlein.
Oh, my God, yes.
Great day for poetry in this country.
Yeah.
Check out New Zealand poetry. What New Zealand poetry would you recommend?
I would recommend Haiku by Yutha Dean.
I was going to recommend them. What haiku?
Well, you can most easily access the ones that were on the spin-off.
Well, and if you buy the collection of Sport.
Game of Two Halves?
Yes, the second collection of the Best of Sport, that's right. But also, why not write to your local theatre and ask them to program Yutha Dean Reads 300 Haiku? It's a show where you'll never guess what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never guess what I do in the show.
And if you have any local residents who are Haiku Society members, it might piss them off.
Oh, man, yeah. A line in my bio is, he once wrote a haiku so hard, the Haiku Society came for him. it is...
I believe that's what the youth would call based.
It's... strongly poggers. Deeply radical. It's as fresh as a watch and someone open Pokemon cards on Twitch. Or watch a ninja play Valorant. Is that what ninja plays these days?
I don't know.
You don't know what ninja's up to?
No.
Do you know who ninja is?
No.
It's like probably the biggest streamer in the world. Oh. Started as Fortnite. Probably still
isn't
on Fortnite.
Wasn't the biggest streamer in the world PewDiePie?
No, well, that's video, not streaming.
I thought he did that too, because didn't he do video game related things?
Yeah, but there are people who do video game related things that aren't streams.
Mm.
They're VODs, and streams become VODs.
Oh.
Who's your favourite streamer?
I don't have one.
You seem like a Pokemane girl.
I don't understand streaming.
You know live television?
Yes. But like...
You know vlogs?
But isn't streaming, like Twitch and stuff, watching someone play a game?
It's normally listening to it, I think. I think a lot of the appeal, there's a social thing in chat, but that's just like Chan style, to be clear, like 4chan is what I mean, group psychosis.
Mm.
But I think in my experiences of streams, which have normally been of the people discussing something type, is that they're great podcasts.
Oh.
And I think that's a lot of... I think people, the youth of today, use them the way I used to use DVD commentaries, which is to feel less lonely, like there's someone else there. And not in a parasocial way. It's just so like there's another voice there you can tune in and out of.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, the target audience for most of those people is like genuinely like 8 to 15 year olds.
Right.
So, whose minds we cannot really comprehend, being as they were entirely formed in a post 9/11 social and post social media world, you know? I saw someone today say, oh man, Gen Z won't understand this, but I remember what it was like before social media. I got my first MySpace page when I was 9, and I was like, 9? I got Facebook when I left primary school, when I left high school.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you leave high school.
But it's just like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, I got Facebook, like, in my last term of high school.
That's just, I just hate people, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But so, have you come around on, with that's Auckland Writers Fest?
Yes, yeah.
Dusted and done? They're probably partying the nights away.
Yep.
So has it, as a festivity, swayed or persuade you to start supporting writers again?
I'm pretty pro-writer, yep.
Then why do you always charge them pro-rata? I don't know what that phrase means.
Do you not?
No, what does it mean?
It's like if a salary is pro, like such and such pro-rata, that's generally if it's a job that might not, that might have negotiable hours. So, like, if it's, say, 70k pro rata, it would be, like, 70k for, like, a 40-hour week. But if you did a 30-hour week, it would not be 70k. It would be, you know, the, like, ratioed down the front.
We need a UBI and a maximum wage, right?
Yes, we do.
Just, anyway. So, but that's getting too serious, right?
Yeah.
Not serious.
That's a very open-ended question.
But what, like, normally, like, is art serious?
It can be.
Yeah, it can be, but there are things that are always serious, right? Like, you say it. You're like, in charge.
The legal system.
Well, kind of. Who does the legal system, that's the Australian legal system, largely benefit? Is it people?
No.
Who is it?
It's business.
Quizness? What's quizness?
It's not what I said at all.
Welcome to this new section I'm trying out this week. It's called the Show Quizness Like Show Quizness Like Show Quizness I Show. This week, as last week, which is for us yesterday, I'm just going to go to a random Wikipedia page. I've gone through several, but I do not know any of these things, or they are too specific. And then I'll just try to get very geographic.
Ooh.
No, but like very, okay. So you want to go with this geographic one? You'll Maybe. Get it. Okay. So I'll give you everything.
Okay.
It's a village.
Oh, my God.
And a municipality in the Shaki region of Azerbaijan. And I know that's not enough, so I'll narrow it down for you. Its population is 549. Got it? That's right. It's Alya, except as written, it the A is one of those upside-down E's.
What? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'll do a real one.
Okay.
To be clear, Alya is a real place. It is a question, Briar can in fact. Another small town. This one has only 50 families.
What?
It's the Kacholaya Nada, the Indian town in Rajasthan.
Of course.
Have I recommended Triple R on here? Yes, I've probably done several episodes. Okay, that, at least that's an album by a German synth pop band. A civil... It's just really chucking just small villages at us. Because now we've got North Hoare and Chuffley, which is a civil parish in the Welwynd Hatfield Borough of Hertfordshire, which is... absolutely made up. Like, that is the kind of gobbledygook Americans say when they're parodying British place names. Oh my God, that's a very specific kind of beetle. I'm surprised I haven't gotten more beetles on here, because isn't it like 1/6 of all different genus are beetles.
Mm-hmm, something like that.
It's an asteroid. Man, I got lucky hitting Andy Samberg so quickly, I guess, is what I discovered. I got him after... Oh, my God. Okay, so you... At this time, you should talk about our quiz ritual. That's a nice thing to have recorded. How do we end most days?
We cuddle up and...
We were what?
I know. It's shocking to me, too. Usually on my phone, we will work our way through Hurdle.
Which is to say, we listen to a bit and either know it or go, I've never heard this song before.
Yeah, it's always either in the first second or not at all.
Yeah.
Then Framed, and then Actoral.
Actoral is the best.
Yeah, Youth is very, very good at it.
Yeah.
We've
got it, like, one time we've struggled.
Mm.
Yeah.
And... then we do movie deal and poster deal, and then I do global and world deal and flaggle.
I just don't know enough about those at all.
Yeah, but he appreciates my enthusiasm. And then sometimes, if we've still got a larger device out, we'll do duo trigordal together, which is the 32-wordle one.
Yeah.
And it's very just, like, methodical and satisfying.
Yeah, Bri is real good at that, and I like to chip away.
Yeah.
And think I'm helping out. That,
and we do the stuff quiz often as well.
Yeah, and the stuff children's quiz.
Yes, and sometimes the three strikes one, but not always. Depends on what it is.
Yeah. Well, what a beautiful life of meaningless trivia we lead.
Yeah.
I'm yet to hit a single... Oh, my God. The 1946 Tulsa Golden Hurricane football team.
I love Wikipedia.
John Claypole of Northborough, an English politician who sat in the House of Commons in 1654.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What a cool guy.
Pulmonary function testing.
You mean PFT? How could I have missed that?
I do. I've heard of this. You would never guessed it. But Alif Layla, which is the 90s Indian television show adapting 1001 Nights.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, the Arabian Nights, etc.
Maybe if there's one that comes up that we don't know, but if there's a link to something that I might be able to get in the first paragraph, you could clip to that.
Maybe. Okay. This is, you don't got to get the precise one, but it's a series of video games.
Oh my God, okay.
You will know it. You may even have played it.
GTA.
No.
Hot or cold?
Cold.
Three-letter
acronym is the thing they mainly share.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot.
What is the three-letter acronym for Crash Bandicoot?
CBC. Crash Bandicoot.
I don't think you're right there. I think people just stick with Crash Bandicoot, considering that four syllables not that hard, and CBC is three syllables.
Anyway,
it is not.
Is it console or is it pewter?
It's arcade.
Oh,
but
okay.
You can. There is a version at home, but it is very much an arcade staple.
Oh, but it's a three-letter acronym, so it's not Street Fighter.
No. What's the opposite of fighting?
Loving.
What is, like, loving with your body?
Sex.
Not that. I mean, what is.
Kissing.
What is a metaphor for sex? What's a metaphor people do with bodies, their bodies, for sex? The opposite of fighting.
Joining? Making? Or creating? Building?
So many people do this. You do it. I praise you a lot for it.
Succeeding?
No.
Working? I don't know.
No, it's a regular common activity. That isn't like it doesn't have a condition. It's like eating.
Dancing?
That's correct.
Oh, Dance Dance Revolution.
That's correct. It was Dance Dance Revolution Megamix 2.
Oh.
Dance Dance Revolution. I've got to admit, most annual series, you have to respect that they just go with like the year or whatever. The Dance Dance Revolution always gives itself a different name. Releases. So you've got Dance Dance Revolution, Dance Dance Revolution Internet Ranking Version, Dance Dance Revolution Second Mix, Link Mix, Dance Dance Revolution Disney's Rave, Mario Mix, Supernova X, X versus Second Mix. A. Anyway, it's just real silly.
Mm-hmm.
It is. But, yeah. Do you enjoy... Have you ever done it?
Yeah. At the... in most recent memory, at the time zone at IMAX while when I was at uni.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think I went down there with, like...
We need to go see Nope in IMAX.
Maybe.
I saw Nope not in IMAX. It's good. The new Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
It's got Kaluuya, who, you know, from Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki Palmer from Aquila and the Bee. And Stephen Yeun.
From Tokyo.
And Keith David from Everything. Well, They Live, probably, maybe most famously. I never forget his bit of Requiem for a Dream, though.
Oh.
You'd know his face. I mean, not after it gets hit with shrapnel and Nope, but...
Oh, God.
What do you expect? Oh, you haven't even seen Us.
No.
Oh, it's good.
Mm.
They're all good. They're Jordan Peele. I like him.
I know you do.
I like his work. Yeah. I like you more.
Yes.
But I do wish your work could be more Twilight Zone inflected.
Just my creative work or, like, all of my work?
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah.
I want you to start all your classes with... Consider if you will. Submitted for your approval.
Consider if you will.
A lesson that can only be truly learnt in the Twilight Zone.
I wonder if I did start screeching a class with consider if you will, like that, if anyone would.
No. I mean, I wish the youth of today would have. They'll know the theme, maybe the name. Maybe they all know it.
I feel like somebody in one of my classes was talking about having watched it.
Oh, good.
Probably one of
my favorites. Because there was the Jordan Peele series, yeah. Right? So that's this show, Quizness Like Show, Quizness Like Show, Quizness Like Show. We've talked about our weeks.
Yep.
And leaves only one thing to do then.
Is that our final thoughts?
That's right.
What's your final thought, Yutha?
They call them sticking plasters. They do stick, but they don't last as.
Whoa.
True.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fuck, I'm deep.
Yep.
What's your final thought, Bray?
My final thought is meatloaf is really just like a giant sausage.
And I mean, yeah, now that he's dead, but that
oh my just God, seems like that's...
incredibly poor taste.
Anyway, but
we had meatloaf sausages for dinner. Are better
because they have more surface area for Crispin.
Yeah, Crispin Glover.
No.
What's wrong with Crispin Glover?
Nothing, but he's not what I was talking about, and that was my final thought.
That you weren't thinking about Crispin Glover?
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
I love you too.
No, it's you. You're in charge.
Oh, I love you.
No, you don't. I don't believe you. Why?
Because you're cool.
I just don't. What's cool about me? Nothing.
So much.
That's not an answer.
Yes, it is.
That's the emotional equivalent of when they asked Donald Trump what his favorite book was, and he was like, all the books. And when they asked Sarah Palin what magazines she
yes,
read.
Yes, I recall. Magazines. I love you.
I love you too. The band.
Yeah.